We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. It's time to take time for Jesus. We pray that God has blessed you over the past days. After the last broadcast, we pray that God will bless you in this one and help you with an understanding that a lot of these things that comes down the road that appears to be so righteous, oftentimes, if you take the second look, you will find that it's just a wolf in sheep's clothing, because there's many false prophets out there today, and there's many that's come to deceive and to kill and destroy. And deceiving many of them because they want to build their things for themselves, their big monuments and everything, that they would come forth and rob the saints of God of their earnings, claiming to be prosperity. They're the ones that is prospering, my friend, but you are paying for their fortunes to be put away, and as the Bible speaks about, that they build it up for the last days. But in the end, them people will throw it into the caves with the bats and all them things and be deceived. And if you be deceived and follow after the false teachings of many today of declaring that there is another way or another gospel other than Jesus Christ, and they come up with all this false teachings and one thing or another, you will find that you're going to come up short as well as they will. My friend, there's only one gospel as Paul declares it to be. And if even though an angel or they or anyone comes teaching or preaching another gospel other than Jesus Christ and him crucified, let him be accursed. These prosperity preachers are out there after your money. They care little about your soul because they're not teaching you about sin will get you in death. Death will come and sin bringeth forth death. I want you to understand, my friends, I'm not preaching to tell you that I got a book that you can't buy in the store. It's free and you can't get it from no other way, but it's free. But yet and still, you got to give me $100 before you can get it. Now, that seems to be like a false pretense there. If it's free, then why ask for the $100 in order to get it? If it's free, then it's free. The only thing that is free, that God give his only son, that you and I could be set free from our sins, the past, or even the future, if we stay tuned with God and calling upon him and giving him praise and glory. For he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. But money and wealth that you're trying to get through this prosperity programs and all these things, and their false liars and teachers are coming forth with all this, is not going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. You got to repent. You got to receive the blessings that God intended for you to have through faith in the blood that Jesus shed for your sins and for mine, and all that would receive him and believe the gospel. For it's foolishness to the world, but to them that would believe, it's salvation. But my friend, today it's time that we begin to realize that the day of the Lord is at hand. Today is the day of salvation. So quit traipsing after your fame and fortune from these false preachers with their prosperity thing. They went to school to learn how to talk your money right out of your pocketbook by fair speech and smooth tongue, and they're building memorials to themselves and all these things, and their people are groping with them. Bible says that there's a broad way and a broad gate, and many travel thereon, but they're teaching of itching ears and foolishness, and trying to make you think that you can get rich. All you got to do is send your money to them, and God's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will not receive. But let me tell you something, my friend. You're blessing them, and they are building up a big bank account, and building their big cathedrals and one thing or another to hold a bunch of people that have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They're after riches of this world and not after the kingdom of God and salvation. The Bible teaches us, and John said that Jesus said, spoke to us, and he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these other things will be added unto you. My friend, today, I'm not preaching to you for your money. I just simply said one thing, as that I have. If you feel led of the Lord to pray, to help me with this broadcast at any time, it would be appreciated. But I don't have no books to sell that I'll give to you, but you can't get it without you send me $100. I ain't wrote no other Bible. Jesus never traveled over 100 miles from where he was born. He never wrote a book, but the world could not contain the books that had been wrote about him. Whether all of them's exactly the way it should be or not, you'd have to read them all to see. But read your Bible, my friend. Let me encourage you, read your Bible and find out who is telling you what, and to see if the Bible will back up what they say. Jesus Christ came into this world, God manifested in the flesh to die for you and I there on Calvary's cross. He came for that purpose and that purpose only. He came and many was healed, many miracles he performed, but miracles, my friend, will not save you. You got to repent. He told them to go and sin no more after he healed them. And therefore, then, as their faith be it unto them. You just don't get it when you just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and go live in the same old road you've been walking down, wallering around with the same old flea dogs and going back to the hog's pen like the prodigal son did. My friend, it's time we come out to our Heavenly Father and let him know that we have sinned to him and before God and all others, and we need to repent. We need God to come into our lives and give us that assurance and help us to know, and we can know. We can know that we're in, that God has forgave us of our sins if we'll just trust in him, turn from your wicked ways, and receive him, and he will receive us. But there's many gospels going around today, and there's many being deceived because of the itching of ears and teaching falses and coming forth and deceiving. It's all in the Bible. They said they would come in the last days, false prophets and false teachers, and they're around. My friend, I don't want you to think that I know it all, because no one man knows it all, and no man has the authority to forgive sin except Jesus Christ. No man on earth can forgive you of your sins, no matter who he thinks he is. And that coming around and healing you and performing all these miracles, God never done a miracle under the cloak of darkness or in a secret place. It was always good, sound witnesses there, and he brought it forth into the light. He never went into the cloak of darkness to do it. He never called on a telephone over a television station and everybody saying, sometimes the same person giving a report that this and that. But it's all in a deceiving manner, my friend. Be careful about these things. I'm not telling you that all of them is, but be careful. Read your Bible to see what he's saying or she's saying, whether the Bible backs them up or whether it's in line with what the Scripture says, because there's only one gospel, one Lord, one faith, and one gospel. One baptism, we're baptized into one body. And my friend, there's only one God. His name is Jesus. He was declared to be the Son of God, but yet he said that there is no other name given among man whereby that we can be saved but at the name of Jesus. There's not three. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is all one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one name. When he told him in Matthew 28:19 to go and preach and teach the gospel into all nations, baptizing them in the name. I want you to understand there was a name called, and the name was implied there, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My friend, father is a title. Son is a title. I'm a father of six children, and I was also the son of my dad and my mother. But I want you to understand that is not my name. My name is not father, neither is it son. I've been called father and I've been called son, but my name is not son or father. It's Earl Compton, and that's the bottom line of it. And Jesus came when God told her that Mary would conceive and bring forth a son. His name shall be called Jesus. John, first chapter of John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the 14th verse said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. There's no way you can get around it. There's not three in the Godhead, but three of one God, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. His name is Jesus. But my friend, I'm not trying to convince you about this or the Godhead or anything. I'm trying to convince you that be careful about these false teachers that's come around and down the road of teaching another gospel. There's only one gospel. There's only one Lord and one faith and one baptism. We're baptized into one body. Peter didn't lie on the day of Pentecost when he said to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Some of them people out there is talking about if you speak in that heavenly language, and I grant you that there's been a lot of that going around too, of teaching people teaching them that. But if it's genuine and if you've been born again and know the Spirit of God, you'll know whether it's real or not. You'll know whether it's coming from the grace of God and whether it's coming from the throne of grace. You'll know. It's just absolutely, you'll know. But I've heard them say that some of these denominations teach that anybody speaks in tongues is an occult. There's many languages in the world, my friend, and anything other than that you would understand would be another tongue that you don't understand. But that doesn't mean that somebody don't, but God knows what he's doing above and beyond all of these denominations teaching. The Holy Ghost would give to us on the day of Pentecost for assurance that God is with us, and the speaking thereof by the Spirit is letting them know that they had he come in and took up his place of abode. But any of them there that goes and tells you that they're the cult, he's way out of line. He's a hypocrite, and the devil's in his life, and there's no hope for him as long as he keeps that kind of a stuff going up. I don't care what school he went to. I don't care where he come from. I don't care how many seminars he's been. If he tells you that speaking in tongues is of the devil or of an occult, he's a liar, and the truth ain't in him. Plain and simple. And I'm not saying it meanful. I'm just trying to let you understand that they all come forth as false teachers and false prophets. And I'll probably get some flack from this, but that's all right. I've been accused of a lot of things, but I've been guilty of very little of it. But nevertheless, I'm not perfect, but I praise God, that man called Jesus, whom is perfect. But I just want us to pray now, and I encourage you, read your Bible. Read your Bible to see what it has to say about these days that we live and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't take my word or that man standing behind somewhere else in his big cathedral and telling you that we are all going around not having the things being brought forth in the gospel. We just stand that the word of God is truth, and we need to be conscious of what the word says and not just take some man's word for it in verbatim and say that's it, because the word may explain it a little different. Father God, help us, O God, as we live in these days that we live, that we be not led astray by every wind of doctrine, but keep with the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the apostles came forth and taught Jesus Christ and him crucified, the Lord of glory, the only true living God, hallelujah, that would give us that life eternal that he promised us at the end of our life. That when the time comes that we can meet him and greet him with open hearts, and he will say, come up here. I want to Lord, just help the people to grasp and understand by the reading of your word that you are the only true living God. The apostles brought forth the gospel, and the false teachers and false prophets, as many of them in the world, there's Antichrist all around us. We got to realize that what is and what ain't, and the only way we're going to know the truth of God's matter is to get in touch with the Spirit of God through the reading of your word, knowing the voice of God by the reading of your word, and knowing the truth. It's all hid in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the apostles' teaching, and brought it forth as you taught them to bring us into the place of wherein that we'd be worthy to come into the kingdom of God by repentance. Father, we give you the praise and the glory for all that it will be accomplished. We just ask that you would bless and help us that we can continue to do thy will and serve you in the beauty of holiness, giving praise and glory unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we'll praise you for it all in Jesus' precious name. I think my wife's got something over here ready now. We're going to let her have something or other here. And may God bless you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord. I just consider this a privilege to be able to bring to you what the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. And our goal on this broadcast is to lead the lost to Jesus Christ and to bring people closer to Him. As we approach the end of time, we need to seek Him daily and get a closer walk with Him. We sing the song, Just a Closer, but are we walking close to Him, or are we just kind of tiptoeing along and hoping that everything will turn out okay? I want to share with you today the spiritual plagiarism. An English teacher was teaching English composition. She required her students to write into class, and she knew that in class writing was the only way for her to become familiar with each student's writing voice, and she'd be able to detect if they borrowed from another writer. Students were surprised to learn that their writing voice, which includes what they say as well as how they say it, is as distinctive as their speaking voice. Just as the words we speak come from our hearts in Matthew 12 and 34, where Jesus said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And you can find it also in Luke 6 and 5. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. Evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So do the words we write and the words we say is what comes out of our heart. They reveal who we really are. We can become for God's voice in much the same way by reading what He has written. We learned it, who He is. Satan, however, tries to make himself sound like God in 2 Corinthians 11:14 as an angel of light. By using God's words in a slightly altered fashion, he comes up with arguments for things that simulate godliness, such as trusting in an outward regimen of self-discipline rather than Christ's death for salvation in Colossians 2 and 23. Satan has led many astray to an eternal life in hell. God went to extremes to make sure that we'd recognize his voice in John the 10th chapter, where you can read about the shepherd. He said, My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. He not only gave us his word, he gave us the word made flesh, which is Jesus in John 1 and 14, so that we will not be easily deceived or misled. As Brother Compton said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and His name, the Word, is Jesus Christ. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And that's Psalm 51, 9 to 10. And then I always add Psalm 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And if you would learn that verse, say it as you go through the day, whether you be at work, whether you be wherever you are. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable unto the Lord, and the day will go a lot better. I know, I've tried it. And if you would like to help us, or if you would like for us to pray for you or anything, send your prayer request to ecompton31@yahoo.com. And if you would like to help us, it would be greatly appreciated. And it's Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida, 33682. We just pray that this message today is being a blessing to you. And if you would like to find a church that preaches Jesus and no false doctrine or anything like that, you can email us and we'll give you the address. We have services on Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday night at 7:30, and all is welcome. And if you would like to come, just give us, send us an email. We'll be glad to give you the address and the name of the church and everything. And we know you will be blessed. And the Holy Ghost has priority in every one of our services. And you won't find a lot of junking and a lot of loud music or anything like that. But you'll feel Spirit of God. And if you don't feel God, then you need to go to the altar and ask him to repent. You need to repent of your sins and ask God to come into your heart that you can feel it. We sing, Let Me Feel Your Spirit One More Time. Hallelujah. Here's Brother Earl.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we're happy in Christ Jesus. We know that whom our Redeemer is, and we know that through his death we have life. Though he died, but he arose as he said he would, and he's alive forevermore. And because he lives, we live. And we appreciate all of the emails that we've got from those that have wrote to us. And we just praise God for you and thank God that someone is listening. Someone, I hope that God will touch their lives and bless them. My friends, as we was talking about the false prophets and everything and them coming along, if you'll turn with me into Galatians, the first chapter, Paul is trying to tell people there that these things is about us already and was in his day, and they also are today. That Jesus even said that there would be false prophets among us, and they are. And a prophet is them as standing up behind whatever they're standing behind and in whatever, and they're bringing forth a false teaching doctrine. Paul in Galatians, the first chapter there, said, Paul, an apostle, not after the will of man, neither but the of Jesus by man, but, let me start over. Paul, an apostle, not after men, neither by men, but of Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me into the church of Galatia. Grace be to you and preacher, peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, whom gave himself over our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you soon be removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach another gospel unto you than that which you have preached that we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we say before, so say I now again. If any man preach any another another gospel unto them which ye have not received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, if I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Christ. But I certify you, brother, that the gospel which was preached unto me is not after man. My friend, I haven't been to some of these here great seminar schools, but I have been down on my knees and my face in the floor, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. And he called me into this. I didn't choose it, but he chose me. Yeah, I didn't go to school to learn it, but I learned it down on my knees and by the reading of God's word. Man didn't give it to me. I've seen a lot of material that men have wrote that's good, but therefore God gave them that. He moved them by the Spirit, them that would bring forth and uphold the gospel of Jesus Christ and preach you Jesus Christ and him crucified, the true gospel, and there's only one way to get to there, and that's being born again. If he brings another one in that, it tells you of all the good times and the big times and send me this and send me that. I've got a book that I'll give to you. It's free, won't cost you nothing, but you can't get it without sending him $100. Now, that's a lie in my thinking. It looks to me like that's deceiving. So many will come and try to deceive people by flattery, by smooth talk, and all these things. But I'm not after writing books. The book that I wrote to read is the scriptures that were in that gives my soul a desire to serve God, gives me the truth of God's word, building me up in my spirit and helping me that I can face the things of this world, knowing that God will one day redeem me from the dust of the earth, if I by any chance go there. I may be alive the way things are going, I don't know, but nevertheless, that he will call me out of the dust of the earth, and therefore them that be a remain to be alive shall be caught up together. We'll be changed from this old mortal fleshly bone and body to that spiritual body that Jesus had when he come out of the tomb. We'll be glorified. My friend, today, are you seeking after the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Are you seeking after the glory and the glitz of this world? Are you seeking after fame and fortune? Or do you think that this is what's going to get you into the kingdom of God? My friend, you're badly wrong. Repentance. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. Repentance, being godly sorrow for your sins. We cannot take the word of God and change it around to suit our old fleshly desires and expect to please God. We got to repent and turn from our sinful ways. Be born again. As my wife said, that the Lord, David penned, they said, create in me a new heart, a clean heart, a right spirit. Bring me to the place of wherein that Jesus would accept me as a person that I've been born again into the kingdom of God. Not as I am. He will take you as you are, but he'll make a change in you if you allow it. But you cannot say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and continue walking in sin that you've been walking in all along and expect to be ushered into the kingdom of God. You got to repent. You got to quit sinning. You got to come to the place. Adultery and drunkenness and fornication and all this kind of sins and everything is contrary to the gospel. It's not going to work. It's going to get you cast into the hell with the devil and all of them other false teachers and preachers. It's going to get you lost without any hope in the curse of darkness wherein that you would won't have any light to go by. But if you'll repent of your sins, asking God to forgive you truly, and turn from your sins and your wicked ways, and he said he would receive it. When he told us it, turn from your sins and your wicked ways, your idolatry, and all these things, he'll receive you. But you cannot keep walking in the world and accepting the world and its goods and over things like this and catering to these false preachers and teachers is not teaching you to repent. If all they're after is your money and everything, they're not after helping you to win your soul for the kingdom of God. My friend, that's my desire, is to look to the Lord for His help and His leading and guidance, that we can become therefore that we can get into the kingdom of God through the new birth. It's the only way we're going to make it. My friend, we can't get there by any other way. So we need to let Jesus come into our life, being born again of the water and of the Spirit. As Paul taught in there, he said he didn't receive this gospel or the gospel from a man. Didn't no man teach it to him. But Paul, after he was converted on the road to Damascus, you know that the story of Paul, he persecuted the church of God, the people that believed in Jesus Christ. He persecuted them, hauled them off to jail. He even mined the clothes while they stoned Stephen while he was calling upon the name of the Lord. But on the road to Damascus, when he met the Lord Jesus, he changed from all that. Now the people said they didn't know nothing about him, except that now that he that persecuted the Christian people, in other words, them that believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he now preaches the gospel. Jesus told Paul that he would show him many things that he would suffer for his name's sake. That's what he told, the Spirit of God told Ananias to go and pray for him. Ananias wanted to leave him blind, and because he heard of how much that he had persecuted them that called upon his name, he said, Ananias, go and go the way and do what, in other words, do what I asked you to do. Because Paul, he's a chosen vessel of mine, and I will show him many things that he will suffer for my name's sake. Paul suffered for the name of Jesus simply because he was persecuting him. But when Jesus met him on the road to Damascus, he said, Paul, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Lord, who art thou? He said, I am Jesus of whom thou persecuted. And a lot of these false teachers are going around persecuting the name of Jesus when they're trying to change it into something else and divide the kingdom of God when it's not divided. My friend, pay attention to the Word of God. Look at the Word of God. Don't believe every wind of doctrine, everything that comes kicking the can down the road, or comes with a Bible tucked under his arm. Try the Spirit to see whether it be of God. Paul wants us to know that there's only one true way to find out who the chief shepherd is, to know his voice. You got to read the Word. You got to read his Word, that wherein that you'll know whether a man's teaching you what the Scripture says, or whether he's coming along right and trying to build his fame and fortune on whatever he wants you to believe, in false teachings in one thing or another. Oh, I'm not against helping a preacher. I'm not against that. But when you're building big memorials and jet airplanes and $500 or $600 suits, Rolls Royce automobiles and Rolex watches and everything like that there, then that man is not preaching the gospel. I drive an old pickup truck, and I live in a reasonable home, less than $50,000. But I love my Lord, and He loves me, and I believe that with all of my heart. I try to bring forth His truth, persuade you through the Word, by the Word, and through the Spirit of the living God to repent. Repent and see the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Don't turn, if you turn from your sins and iniquities and everything and receive Him, don't go back and entangle yourself again with the cares of this world and the things of this world. Separate yourself from it, and therefore God will receive you. But you cannot entangle yourself with the false teachings and the preaching that's coming down the road today. You've noticed that how that some of them has went by the wayside, simply because they're trying to build memorials to themselves, receiving glory for themselves, and not giving God the credit. God is my helper. God is my God. He's my King. I can do nothing without Him. Neither can any other man. I don't care what kind of line of work you do, if it's flying an airplane or working on a train or just a mere mechanic. You can't make it without the help of God. He gave you the knowledge. He gave you the ability to do so and to think. And he gave you a mind to do this in order to earn your living, in other words. Paul was a tent maker, but yet a lot of people think a tent maker as well as truck drivers, and some of the people there, they kind of look down the nose at fishermen. But hey, there was a majority of the apostles was chosen, even chose a taxpayer. My friend, we got to realize that God didn't go to the synagogues and get the priest and them that was there, because he knew their hearts. He knew they was false teachers and preachers. They knew they was after the glit and glamour. They wanted to be somebody. Instead of being humble at the foot of the cross, they went and nailed him to the cross and laughed at him. Oh, he saved others, but he himself, he can't save. My friend, that's the way the world's doing today. They accept the Lord's blessing, but yet give him no honor, no praise. But one day, when all of it comes to the end, their honor and their praise that they have received is going to be detrimental to them, and they're going to go down in the pit kicking and screaming. My friend, it's time we begin to realize the word of God is going to be fulfilled. Whether you or I like it or not, it's going to be fulfilled. Whether these people that's coming around and saying all this and that and one thing or another, trying to destroy the gospel, like these people trying to, these science trying to do away with the word of God, and they trying to say that that all this here homosexual acts and these things is in the man's genes. It would come back from years and years ago, and all these things. It come from the devil, my friend. The devil's their father. The God of this world is the one that's tempting them as he tempted Eve. He come and presented himself. Oh, Satan was a beautiful angel. The Bible declares that he was perfect in every way. He was a angel of the morning. He had a third part of the angels under him as being leaders. They woke up the morning. But when deceit was found in him, he was cast out, and along with those that followed him. My friend, one day God's going to cast him into hell, and he knows it. But he wants to bring forth deceit unto you, to bring you into bondage with him, that wherein that when he goes into hell and screwed the lid up on it, that you will be in there with him. But there's not going to be no company being keeping. It's going to be kicking and screaming and gnashing of teeth in outer darkness. My friend, today is the day of salvation. The only one that can save you from your sins is Jesus Christ. He's the one that died for you. He's the one that said that he would supply our needs. But so many of you's got wants. A lot of them TV preachers have got wants. The TV owner that owns the station would have them on there. I know. I'm not trying to get on no television, Brad. I don't have that kind of money. But I want you to understand that if I were, that I would tell you the truth, that these people are coming after you and wanting all this money to bring forth the gospel, and a lot of them don't even know what the gospel is all about. A lot of them that operates in the realm of that broadcast and sponsoring that don't even know the Lord Jesus Christ, probably. But I want you to think about it, my friend. The only way you're going to make it into the kingdom of God is knowing the shepherd and knowing his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. Know the word of God, then you'll know whether that man behind the microphone is telling you the truth or not. I lie not, Paul said. I lie not. There's only one gospel. There's only one Lord and one faith and one gospel. And if anybody comes teaching you and telling you of another one, let him be a curse according to the will of God, word of God. So we need to look into the thing. But Paul says in the 11th verse there, he said, but I certify you, brethren, that this gospel which was preached of me is not after man. I didn't go to, as I told you earlier, I didn't have no seminar or learning. I couldn't afford it for one thing. And I tried to get out of preaching the gospel altogether. But as Jonah did, he got on the ship, was thrown into the belly of the whale. I got on a truck, run all over the United States, and had a wreck, and about was paralyzed looking at a wheelchair. And when God saved me, brought me into this gospel, I was willingly to do his will, whether it was in a wheelchair or whether it was on my feet. And he blessed me. And I've been on my feet telling the world about the gospel of Jesus Christ as much so as I can, but I've done it on my feet. I've done it because that I love my Lord, and he done so much for me. I didn't get in the wheelchair, but I come close to it. But Jesus spared me of that because he gave me the desire of my heart. But I want you to think about it, my friend. Only way that you can get into the kingdom of God is fully repentant. You cannot fool God. He's not fooled about anything. He knows your heart. He knows all about you. He knows the time you lay down and the time you get up. He knows the day that you come into this world, and he knows when the day and the time of your conception, and he knows you from end to end and from middle to middle. There's nothing that he doesn't know about you. He's an all-seeing God. But I'll tell you what, there's no darkness that you can get into and hide from him. Jonah couldn't hide from him on the ship. I couldn't run from him fast enough in the truck, and I didn't get cast into the ocean, but Jonah was in the belly of the whale, and he cried out unto God, and God delivered him, spewed him out on the bank, and he went on to Nineveh. My friend, it's time we realize that why suffer all of the doings and the things that God can bring upon you to have you to repent, when you can just repent and save yourself of all that. Like I've often said, my mother used to tell me, son, you get ready, let's go to church. And I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay around and play with the other guys that didn't go to church and everything. And I learned by the hard way, by being hard-headed, at taking a whipping and having to go to church anyway, I may as well go to church and save myself of the whipping. So there you go. God's going to chastise you, my friend, for your sinful, ungodly ways. You may not think of it that way, but all the troubles you suffer, the sickness or whatever comes upon you, God is trying to get your attention in one way or the other. But when you keep on sinning and not paying any attention, sooner or later, when the real fear comes upon you, and the calamity comes about you, he's going to laugh at you and mock at you, and when you're lost and without any hope. My friend, it don't have to be that way. If we just come to realize that Jesus died for us, he loved us enough that he brought forth the plan of salvation. He loved you enough that he gave his life that you could have life. So going into believing all these old false teachers and everything in these churches and that comes around and teaching another gospel, it's not God's will. He would that every man would repent, but there were false prophets back then, according to the scripture, and there'll be right on up until God does away with all of it. My friend, don't be deceived. Read your word and find out what God has to say to your heart. Believe and trust in him. Let him be led by the Spirit of God, by the reading of the word. As Paul emphasizes the fact there, that there's no other gospel. There's only one, Jesus Christ and him crucified. But he said, even though an angel come preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. But some of you are listening to all kinds of stuff out there today. You're listening to all kinds of things that you can be, give the man so much money and he can pray you out of purgatory. If you wind up in hell, my friend, you're going to be there for the duration, be eternally. There's no man that you can pay to get you out of hell. There's no man that can pay to get you into the kingdom of God. You got to do it by yourself. You got to repent. You got to come unto the Lord yourself. But if you be cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, there's no man that can No amount of money can buy your way out. If you'll notice that when the rich man died, he was buried. Lazarus died, he was a beggar. Didn't have the crust of a bread that he asked for the that just for that that fell from the king's table. But he wouldn't give it to him. But when Lazarus died, he was carried into Abraham's bosom by the angel. The rich man died and was buried. But in hell, he lifted up his eyes and seen a Lazarus afar off. Abraham, Abraham, let Lazarus come and dip his finger in the water and touch my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames. Abraham, representing the word of God, says, you know, when you was there on the earth, you had all of the things, fared sumptuously, had everything you needed and wanted, your heart's desire. But there it was, Lazarus, just begging for the crumbs, and you wouldn't even give him that. Now Lazarus is in comfort, and you are in torment. And besides, there is a gulf fixed between us that you can't come up here, neither can a Lazarus come down there. And he said, well, let him go tell Martha. No, if they got the prophets and the teachers of the gospel, and if they don't believe them, they wouldn't believe one though he rose from the dead. Jesus come preaching and teaching life eternal as he preached amongst men in that day when he was walking around in the streets of Jerusalem and around the shores of Galilee. And he taught the apostles of the gospel of eternal life through him. And he brought forth many miracles, and they didn't believe him. And then after he was dead, they mocked him on the cross. After he died, he rose, and they said somebody come and stole him away. Oh, my friends, what evil hearts the devil has allowed people to believe, and believe a lie and be down. But Jesus is alive. And a lot of people, they say that he's alive. Yeah, I believe there's a God, but they don't trust him. They believe, yes, you can ask them, do they believe in God? Yeah, I believe there's a God. And then some of them will say, well, I'm saved. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to think about it. The devil believes also and trembles. Do you even fear God at all? Or are you just him hanging around? You go to church just to get people to say that you went to church? Or do you say, well, I go to church? Or do you go there for the true worship of the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth? Do you go just to be in amongst the crowd with the big rich man where people can, you can say you associated with them, rub shoulders with them, and maybe brush by them, and they may not even pay you no mind. I don't know. But there's one thing about it. All of those big places that there, God may not be there. Simply because he said, where there is two or three gathered together in my name, there I will be in the midst. But there's been stories told that God told the people there that don't worry about crying because they won't let you in this place or that place. They won't let me there either. A lot of people won't let God come into their heart, yet they'll try to make you convince you as being a man in the flesh that they're okay. But really, are they? Think about it, my friend. Have you repented? Have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and truly asked him to forgive you of your sin? And then get up and change your attitude, change your ways. Go to your mom or your dad, your sister or brother and say, forgive me. God has showed me that I was wrong, and I want you to forgive me and help me, and that we can grow together in the grace of God. Have you went to your enemy and said, pray for him and everything? Have you ever been slapped on one side of the face and turned the other one to be slapped? I'll tell you, my friend, it ain't easy to do, but I've not slapped physically, but I've been slapped spiritually, you might say, by a lot of preachers, but I prayed for them. A lot of them ain't around today. A lot of them gone younger than I am. A lot of them is having other problems, but I want you to think about it, my friend. God's not going to let his people, the revenge to be his, and he will revenge, he will repay, saith the Lord. My friend, it's time we begin to realize that we're living in perilous times and we need to get God in our life. Paul wants us to know that there is only one way into the kingdom of God, and the way is Jesus Christ. He's taught it, he preached it, and yet people No, it's been deceived by many things, but simply because they don't know what the real Word of God says. They've taken a man for it. Because he's been to some highly recommended seminar somewhere or another by a bunch of people, and they've come along, and they've been boosted up, and they've been deceived themselves, and they're being deceived. And they come around blowing in your face and saying, receive the Holy Ghost and all these things. You're healed and all these things. God never done no such a thing. Even though he did spit on the dirt one time, made some clay, rubbed it on the man's eyes, and the man come forth seeing. Oh, my friend, it's a lot different from just blowing out over a congregation and everybody falling down. He must have bad garlic or something, or maybe, I don't know. But anyway, the devil has ways to deceive people, even with signs and wonders. And that's where the people are at today. They're looking for signs and wonders. But if you read your Bible, you know that the signs that Jesus let us know that would transpire just prior to his coming, we're in them today. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, all these problems that are happening, letting us know that the Word of God is being fulfilled, and that you got to receive the truth of God's Word in order to receive Him. You got to believe and trust in the Word of God, and knowingly that the time is at hand that we need to repent. We need to call on the name of the Lord. You need to accept Him as your personal Savior. We need to forget about what's going on around and about us as far as prosperity is concerned. What are you going to do with it if it comes time, if you steal a lamb, and if you don't take the mark of the beast, you can't buy nor sell, even if you got a whole pocket full of money? But if you deny to take the mark, your money ain't going to do you no good, because they're going to, and if you don't take it, they're going to come cut your head off maybe or whatever, throw you in jail. So you're going to be if and ands. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and He will make sure that everything will be taken care of. As He fought for the people of old, He will fight for His people in these days. He will take care of you if you'll trust Him and believe in Him. Through faith, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting and coming unto Him, receive the atoning price that He paid for your sin by the shedding of His blood and His life that He gave, but He's alive and alive forevermore. There's only one name. All these other false names that comes around that people declaring that other gods, there's only one name. The Bible declares that name is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. Only one name that can bring you forth, and that's Jesus Christ. My friend, today, don't be deceived. Read your Bible. Look into the Scriptures. Ask God to lead and direct you, and let the Spirit of God teach you what the Word of God is all about. And just believe and trust in Him, and let Him bring your light, bring the light of the gospel into your life, that you will come out of the darkness of sin of this world and come unto the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins and iniquity, calling upon the name of the Lord, changing your life around, and let Him change you into that which will get you into the kingdom of God. Let Him make you the vessel to honor Him instead of trying to receive honor for yourself. The riches of this world is all going to fade away. And all them that's built them big memorials, building up on this prosperity, and they are reaping all that their glit and glory, when it all goes down the drain, where will they be? They'll be lost without any hope, because they relied upon the material things of this world instead of upon the truth of God's Word. My friend, it's time we got into the Word of God. Seek after the kingdom of God and His righteousness. May God bless you. Again, as you want to write to us at dcompton31@yahoo.com on the email, and we'd appreciate hearing from you. And we just know that God will bless you, my friend. Until next time, may God richly bless you and keep you is our prayer and our request. And take time for Jesus. amen and amen. Looking unto him to be the author and finisher of our faith, we give him praise and glory all for all and all things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We pray that we have said something today to point you to Calvary and draw you closer to Jesus. If you feel led of the Lord to help us get this gospel out, make your love gift to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And if you want to write to us or send us prayer requests, you may do so at ecompton31@yahoo.com. That's ecompton31@yahoo.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are